Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, folks, I don't know about you, but I'm starving. I could have some of the lamb chops or the apple cobbler or the pompano or the flounder or, you know, the drink in the middle. I could have any of that right now. But instead, I've got Tom Moran from the Good Shepherd School president. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. I agree with you. I'm pretty hungry here, too. You and I might be the only two people working in the city right now. Nobody on the road, everybody enjoying the holiday. But it's an absolute pleasure to talk with you.
Well, Tom and I share some of the favorite restaurants in the city, and that's where I usually run into him. And it's always good to see my friend and the incredible work that they're doing over at Good Shepherd School. So, Tom, tell us the state of Good Shepherd. What's happening?
It's amazing to tell this story and realize that Father Thompson's dream is in his 25th year. You talk about defying odds. We're an inner city Catholic school, and when you look at that segment throughout the country, schools are closing on a daily basis. And we're at record enrollment of 350 kids, or up 230% over the past 7 or 8 years. And even just in the city locally, comparable schools serving the same communities are down 40%, and we're building a second location in the Desire, Florida area in conjunction with the Giving Hope Foundation and a lead gift from Mrs. Benson and the Benson Foundation. We're just defying odds, and it's Father Thompson dies 4 months before this opens, and he was the ultimate visionary in terms of what he did, and he knew that you had to give opportunity and access to families in generational poverty, and education was a ticket out. And he bridged that gap between the wealthiest and the poorest by making it a human connection. We're funded totally by the generosity of others, which this should never work. I always tell that. The worst business model, he leaves this world and he tells people, don't let it fail. Oh, well, thank you, Father Harry. And, you know,
in true Harry Thompson fashion, right?
We all
know him and love him. I was at Jesuit when he arrived there. So I think I was a senior the year that he arrived at Jesuit.
And I came shortly thereafter. And my brother and I are work-study students. And I laugh at some point, we were probably Good Shepherd kids and didn't know it. Parents married young, and my dad's parents were deceased before he was 22 years old. So we needed that opportunity and that, you know, access that Father Thompson gave. So to be able to continue to fulfill his mission and be a part of it is rewarding. And we're a private board-owned school, which gives us great flexibility. And, you know, I always say, if you think small, you get small results. Father Harry never thought small. He thought bold and big. And as a result, you get big results. And the families we serve can't have us waiting and being timid. I mean, they're trying to break the grips of generational poverty and all the challenges that come with it. It's a tough road. They need aggressive, bold people who care. And there was nobody more aggressive or that cared more than Father Thompson. And somebody says, well, what makes Good Shepherd different? Well, our founder. We've got something in our DNA that other people don't have. And we're not afraid to run to the tough situations like he did. He went where no one else wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm here, and we're here to win. And, you know, just back in April, Mr. Red Adams died, and Miss Yvonne died about a year and a half before that. They bought our first building. Father Harry went to a wealthy person and said, you're going to buy me a building, basically. And they did. And that's where it all started with 30 kids. And now to think we're at 350 kids, and it's the same powerful impact that others have when they join us. So it's working, and it's going to continue to work. And we've got national interest. NULA, they just had that big excellence in education conference in town this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Three or four people who were speaking at that conference took time out of their conference schedule to come visit Good Shepherd. And one of the executive directors of a big national foundation, he said, you realize your mission's been alive for 25 years? This is not something that happens nationally in inner city Catholic education. And we see all the things that we need to fix here and work on. These are outside people saying, you got something good going here. We want to be a part of it. Just get this second campus moving and another one after that, and we're ready to come be a part of it. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know, I keep telling the story.
So you're on the cusp of opening this second school now. Is that the case?
Yes. And look, it's been a long, arduous process, not going to lie. The Duhons, Troy and Tracy, bought existing modulars and moved those to the Giving Hope property a couple of years back. And then we started some fundraising efforts, and the Duhons were part of it, and Mickey Parrington, the Parrington family. And then we got Mrs. Benson with the lead naming right gift. It's going to be the Gail and Tom Benson Giving Hope campus of Good Shepherd. And it's basically a $3.5 million project. We're still in the active fundraising mode, and we've got an $8 million campaign we're in the middle of to finish this project, which will be done for August of 2026 with our first cohort of kindergartners. And then we're building our endowment. Father Harry wanted 8 schools, and he wanted a $10 million endowment. Well, we're getting school too, and we're about halfway on the $10 million piece. So we don't tell Father Harry no. So, we're still going to get out here and do this piece. And the Desire, Florida area, post-Katrina, has no elementary schools, public, charter, or private. And prior to Katrina, you had Moton, Lockett, and Dunn were in the footprint of Desire in Florida. So we're going to be the only elementary school where kids can come to school there instead of traveling all over the city. And then down the street, you've got Carver High School, which is a wonderful school in the collegiate network of schools. And then you've got Delgado right down the street, the Giving Hope Community Center, and Daughters of Charity. Everything a family needs is in that footprint except the elementary school and the early childhood with the kids of excellence. So what we do that's different, too, is it's wraparound services. A family can come to Good Shepherd, get mental health attention. We're the kings of partnering in MOUs, I tell people. We find other like-minded missions. And look,
you have to be.
Of New Orleans and Abba Conflin and Ochsner Hospital and Children's Hospital, they're experts in that. So we bring them in, and a family then has immediate access on campus at no cost to address the needs that come with poverty. I mean, you grow up in a tough neighborhood, the violence, the incarceration that's in your family, those are tough to deal with at any age, particularly a child. And if we don't tackle that, you can never educate. So that's a big part of what we do. And that's made us different. And we've got social workers on campus and talented people, but that's allowed us to get results, you know. And it's the Desire community is a wonderful community, the Desire Florida community, and we can't wait to be there. And we'll start with a kindergarten cohort and grow a grade level at a time, which gives us opportunity to scale and staff properly, which is and it's where we need to be.
And Tom, that'll start when? Next school year?
Next school year. Absolutely. And like I said, the process was a little bit long. We had some zoning variance issues we had to jump through, permit issues, and then waiting on the Baton Rouge situation with school choice and L.A. Gator to kind of play out. And it's always education is always tough in Baton Rouge in terms of how these programs flesh out. And we're big on the advocacy side to make sure that the families we serve have a voice and they have hope. Father Harry was all about giving hope, and that is what we do, and it's an act of hope. We get in the trenches with people and we work with them, and I always tell people there's no magic dust to break the cycle of generational poverty. It's a 15-20 year arc to get a young child in pre-K, four, and kindergarten, and go through elementary and high school and college, and to get them established and break that cycle. And
You don't develop a moral compass in a year, right? I mean, it's an ongoing process, day in, day out, 24/7, 365. You know, there's no magical sauce that you're going to spray on any of these kids. You know, Tom, I always like to hear the success stories, and I'm sure you have a whole bunch. But if you don't mind, share one with our audience.
Yeah, and look, I'll share one or two. At our gala coming up on December 4th, where we celebrate the mission at the cannery, and everybody's invited to that. Just check the website. But we're going to have one of our graduates speak, Samaj Hollins. She just graduated Loyola University, and before that, she went to St. Catherine Drexel, and she was the salutatorian. This young girl comes from an incredible family, and her sister graduated a couple of years after with us, and she's a walking success story. She is the mission personified. She's making it, and her whole family's lifted up. And then a couple of years ago, we had a young graduate who left us, went to Jesuit High School, and then went to medical school, Andrew Joseph. He's at UC Davis in Sacramento. He's a general surgeon, and he started as a kindergartner. Entire family's narratives are being changed by the students here. And we've got 280 graduates now. When I started in 2016, we had 57. And when you look at the success rate, Newell, and we follow through high school and college. We check in on them and make sure they got what they need. 100% of our kids graduate high school in 4 years. And the surrounding percentage is 79%. And then of those kids that in impoverished communities, only 56% of those go to college and 46% eventually graduate. Well, we've got 85% graduation rate from college. It's three or four times the national average. So Samaj is in that number and she's going to speak. And then Dr. Andrew Joseph's in that number. And, you know, my Ann Sandifer, who graduated with us, and then Dillard, she's doing college placement at Ursuline Academy. You talk about come full circle. You go to college, you get a degree, you break the cycle, and now you're helping other students at a prestigious high school like Ursuline Academy, helping them with their college process. Boy, you talk about a model that works and a vision that works. And while none of these kids or families obviously met Father Harry, they know him. And it's in their eyes and it's in the way they tell their story. You talk about an appreciation. But no, those are just two of them right there.
When you talk about a percentage rate of graduation, as you just pointed out, that's 30% higher than the average. Something's being done right, obviously.
Yeah, and look, we've got wonderful people, and look, we're aggressive, but most Catholic schools in all parts of the city are paying low salaries. We match public and charter school salaries. We go out and get the best, and you know, as we went into this year, we knew we were growing. And I learned this from the Brothers of the Sacred Heart when I worked at Brother Martin. Every year we had an exercise where we got leaders together and we threw other names up on the board and said, who are talented people in this city we need to be looking at? And they didn't even know we were talking about it. Well, I do the same thing all the time. And this past summer, I circled a name. I said, we got a guy working on the charter networks, Romero Stewart. I said, he's the best educator out there. I said, we're going to get him. He didn't even know we were looking at him. And had a friend reach out to him, and first conversation went 10 hours, and said, we're going to hire you. We got a chief education officer now who knows what replication looks like, who knows what systems and processes look like, and knows what success looks like. I got that in our building, the best and the brightest. That allows someone in my position to go out and raise the money and say, you got everything you need from the funding side. Make this growth happen. And we're poised and ready just for the next 25 years is what we tell people. And
so, Tom, if folks wanted to help in this endeavor, where would they go?
You know, our website, thegoodshepherdschool.org, and everything's on there. We need annual giving. You know, we get about 60-65% of our funding comes from the state sources, and then we've got to fundraise about $1.2 million to $1.5 million every year to make this go. Yeah. And so we have events like the gala on December 4th, which is out there, and then annual giving and foundations supporters and corporations and individuals, and that's what makes it go. And we love when you come visit school too. Anybody who wants to come visit, shoot us a message and come on over. If you walk in this building and meet the kids, you're writing a check when you leave. I just need to get out the way.
Yep.
It's
no doubt about it.
It's that powerful. And
well, Tom, I got to get to a break. I apologize for the interruption, but thank you so much for joining us. GoodShepherdSchool.org is the website if you'd like to contribute. They have a fundraiser December 4th. You can find out information on that on the website as well. Tom Moran, president of the Good Shepherd School. Have a great Thanksgiving and a wonderful holiday season, Tom.
You too. Thank you, Newell.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.